For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Christian Nelson with your morning headlines for Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. Pocatello Mayor Brian Blad will be mayor for 4 more years following the results of the Bannock County mayoral runoff election. Voting took place yesterday, and the results are in. Blad won, receiving 55.71% of the 11,083 votes, with David T. Worley only receiving 44.29%. According to statistics from last year, Bannock County saw 450 more voters this year. The Family Crisis Center in Rexburg not only serves victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking, but it offers a list of additional services. The Second Helpings Food Bank and Thrift Store operate on volunteer manpower and management from employees like Mary Harris, the Rexburg FCC Service and Shelter Coordinator. In an interview with BYU Idaho Radio, Harris shared how volunteering with the food bank works.
Our food bank is weekly every Wednesday and Friday, and I could not run it by myself. So we have a system in place where people can sign up online and choose where to volunteer during the food bank.
She also described a special volunteer moment she witnessed as the food service coordinator.
Just last week, I had a gentleman come in with some donations. His wife had recently passed away, and it was the sweetest moment. He had all these purses of hers, and he said, as I went through the purses, I kept finding all these dollar bills in every pocket, just tucked everywhere. And he handed me a $50 bill, and he said, this is from my wife. She would have wanted to help somebody this Christmas season. I'm privileged as the service coordinator to have these opportunities constantly to see the good of our community.
While the FCC has already adopted out all of its families for Christmas, there are still needs that need to be filled, specifically during the holidays.
Some things we're still looking for Christmas, though. We like to give a brand new pillow to every family member, so we're looking for brand new pillows, and then also wrapping supplies, so gift wrap, tape, bows, things like that, that we can send with our families so that they can wrap up their presents.
To volunteer with the Family Crisis Center Food Bank, visit familycrisiscenter.info or search Rexburg Family Crisis Center on Facebook. The Wilson Boat Ramp will begin its seasonal closure on December 1st. Local News 8 reports the Teton County, Jackson Parks, and Recreation Department's winter wildlife closures will be for all motorized travel. The staff will be putting up barricades and signs to notify the public. The closure will stay in place until March 15th. These have been your morning headlines for Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.